Justice O'Connor has been one of the Supreme Court's finest justices. As the first female on the court, she has been a leader for women and has rightfully earned her place in history. Now it's time to begin the nomination of her successor. When the president was reelected last year, he was given the constitutional responsibility of nominating a successor. He and he alone must do that. And I'm looking forward to carrying out my role in this process. This responsibility is humbling, and I'm honored to be able to serve South Carolina during this historic time. I believe the court's role is to interpret the law, not make it. And I believe a qualified nominee will be someone who respects the rule of law and faithfully interprets the Constitution. We know that some Democrats will attack anyone the president nominates, but I hope others will give his nominee serious consideration. I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues to ensure a fair hearing and a fair vote. The Supreme Court needs to be at full strength to start its next term in October.